540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Investigators are looking into another deadly shooting today, this time at a school in Iowa. CBS's Matt Piper has the latest.
The incident happened at a school in Des Moines dedicated to helping at-risk youth. Two students were shot and killed, and a teacher was seriously injured.
You know, these are supposed to be our safe spaces.
Des Moines PD Sergeant Paul Parizak.
The incident was definitely targeted. It was not random. There's nothing random about this. It was certainly a targeted incident. But as far as, again, motive, that's something that we are going to try and figure out. But oftentimes, we're kind of all left wondering.
Police have three suspects in custody. Matt Piper, CBS News.
11 people have now died following the massacre in Monterey Park, California. CBS's Steve Futterman is there.
Authorities here in Monterey Park continue to look for a motive. Police Chief Scott Weiss.
The why is a big part of this. The problem is, we may never know the why.
The gunman, 72-year-old Hu Cam Tran, was a one-time regular at the dance studio where the killings occurred. But that was many years ago.
State and federal investigators are now looking into whether police in Memphis use excessive force when they stopped a black driver earlier this month. The public hasn't seen it, but attorney Anthony Romanucci says that Tyree Nichols' family watched police cam footage today.
He was a human pinata for those police officers. It was an unadulterated, unabashed, nonstop beating of this young boy for 3 minutes.
Nichols was 29. Bail has been denied for Solomon Pena in New Mexico, the failed Republican candidate's accused of hiring gunmen to attack the homes of Democratic elected officials there. Prosecutors argued Pena would be a danger if released. The White House is dodging more questions amid a fifth finding of classified documents in President Biden's possession.
A spokesman for the White House counsel's office spent 35 minutes on a call with reporters.
We're just not going to comment on that.
But he declined to answer key questions. Ian Sam cited the ongoing criminal probe.
You know, we don't want to be saying too much about the underlying investigation.
Sams wouldn't even say who's paying the president's personal attorneys.
On that, I'm going to have to refer you to
But he did say of the president's decision to offer the FBI a chance to search his Wilmington home.
It reveals how seriously the president is taking this issue and how actively he is cooperating with the ongoing investigation.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
Two major winter storms are set to slam millions of Americans this week. The first could dump more than a foot of snow on New England. The others a little more widespread, with snow and freezing rain expected to hit from North Texas to Michigan. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere with your headlines. Invasive crayfish species, which were illegally distributed to Wisconsin pet stores between 2017 and 2019, have now been found in the wild. The Wisconsin DNR contacted the distributor APET Incorporated more than once, telling them their actions were illegal. The company delivered over 800 invasive crayfish to Wisconsin customers over those 2 years. Red swamp, mini orange, and electric blue crayfish are native to the southern U.S. but not Wisconsin, and can damage native plant and animal populations. The company charged with 147 citations. The DNR hoping this case will deter others from breaking Wisconsin's invasive species laws. Starting this summer, UW Green Bay will begin offering a training program for caregiver supervisors. The program will offer free tuition to about 250 people. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind me of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind me of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We are starting 2023, our second year of the show. We are live here tonight in the heart of Waukesha, heart of Waukesha County, the third largest county in this great state of Wisconsin. And for all you football lovers, this is truly a happy new year. I had the privilege of being a guest of my brother-in-law up in Green Bay yesterday, where the Packers just destroyed the Vikings. So there is no better way to start 2023 if you're a Packers fan than have it start that way. So this is the Paul Revere Show. We are here tonight. I'm just really, really happy to have back Kristen Hansen, the president of Blue Sky Waukesha, and Lauren Yoder, the voice of the youth and the youth organizer for Blue Sky Waukesha. And just as a reminder, I'm going to have Kristen and Lauren tell my listeners what is Blue Sky Waukesha and why is it so important to this third largest county in this great state of Wisconsin.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Nice. Good evening. To see you. Thanks for being here.
Blue Sky Waukesha was founded in April of 2019, not accidentally during one of these election periods we're about to go into, where we have local elections where it's very difficult to find information out about who's running, who they are, what do they stand for. And every single little municipality, you know, there are hundreds and thousands in Wisconsin. They do everything their own way. And what I found is that people get very frustrated trying to figure out what's going on, even in their own municipality, much less trying to help their friends vote. So we founded Blue Sky Waukesha with a dual purpose. One side is civics education. Straight up, how does the government work? What is your place in it as a citizen? We did a summer civics class, 6 sessions last summer. We're going to do that again. This summer, it was very well received. So part of it is just straight up democracy and civics education. The other part is we do have an opinion. We have a point of view. We have a set of values. Those values are progressive and liberal. And a lot of folks here, as you said, we're the third largest state or county in population. We also provide the third largest number of votes for Democrats generally in Wisconsin. And a lot of times people still feel like, where can I find information out about these candidates I've never heard of? Some of them, especially in these spring elections, there is no Facebook page. There's no website. You barely know they're running. It gets to be an old boys club, especially in the towns. You have all white male town boards that rarely change. Even here in the city of Waukesha, which obviously is the largest city in the county, you have a common council that sometimes every single person runs on a post. So we do the research for you. So part of it is we want our voters to be informed. We understand your lives are busy. We will do it for you. And we will tell you if you are a person who shares our values, here's the folks we recommend that you vote for in this round. Or even if you don't, agree with our values, we're still going to say, here's the list of candidates. Here's a link to what they believe, if we can find one. Here's some information about how to vote, when to vote, where to vote. That is 100% accurate. You can trust that. So it's a little bit of both. It's straight up civics, how to vote, when to vote, where to vote. And also, if you share this set of values, here's who we can recommend that you vote for. Or, take our advice, don't take our advice. I don't care, but it's out there because it's very hard to find anywhere else.
So where do listeners go to find you?
So the website is blueskywaukesha.org, which this week, after we all find out tomorrow, here's a bit of civics. Tomorrow is the magic day when everyone who wants to run for office in the spring has to have turned in their nomination signatures. So this week is when we'll find out who's really going to be on the ballot.
Okay.
So we'll update that for you.
So before we jump into 2023, where is Blue Sky Waukesha going in 2023? What are the hot issues? Let's take a minute or two. How would you sum up your successes for 2022? In other words, right, this is year end, beginning new. What were some of the big items that came up in 2022 that really say this? We really did well. This is where we want to go.
I'll start it, and then I'll turn it over to Lauren for the. I think the biggest success was saving democracy, mm-hmm. and I know that sounds trite, but if we hadn't,
it's a big claim.
It's a big claim.
Okay, so we're here.
Let's say we were on Team Democracy, and Team Democracy won. Let's put it that way. Obviously a lot of other parties and people, had something to do with that, but
yeah, let's break it down. What do you mean by that?
We needed to reelect Tony Evers. That was job one. And that was because we were running against someone who was anti-democracy and anti-elections. So, we could have been in a situation with a man who had no idea how the government works, who was an election denier, who talked about completely dismantling our election system again. We went through this with the General Accountability Board or the Government Accountability Board. Now we were going to go through it again. It could have been quite a disaster for the state of Wisconsin. And thankfully, the voters saw through that. And we now have someone in office again, another 4 years of someone who believes in democracy and right to the ballot and voting access and public education and a woman's right to choose and, all of the other things that we hope will just make Wisconsin a better place to live. So that was the biggest thing. I think the other thing was, again, general education, constantly, sending out messages to our people on our newsletter list, which you can join on the website, telling them what was going on, who's running for what, where's the link to their website, where can I find out more information about them? Bringing the candidates in for Zoom meetings and in-person meetings with our members. So a lot of it was, straight up education. And then, like I said, over the summer, we did this fabulous civics course where we broke down the different decision-making bodies of the government with Jim Santel, who does a show here on WAUK on Saturday mornings. And that was really great, and it was so well-received that I think we're going to do that maybe every summer. So I think those were some of the biggest successes was the elections themselves and then the civics class. But we also made greater forays into social media and reaching lots of different demographics that way, and I will let Lauren tell you about that.
To Lauren Yoder, right? The voice of the future.
I was going to say, I think it's kind of going with the topic of social media and digital organizing is this is the first election that we've had. I don't want to say post-pandemic since we are still in the pandemic, but kind of after the initial you know, 2020 election, where we really saw this kind of digital organizing meets in-person organizing, a big shift in electoral politics away from what we've seen before. And so this was the first time we kind of got to see all of that come together. And I thought that was really cool to be a part of, and really focusing on how we're going to reach different demographics, specifically young people, and really targeting our messaging that way with our social media presence. And then I think the other big thing, which I know we mentioned sending Tony Evers back to Madison, but we got to send Waukesha County's very own Sarah Rodriguez to be our lieutenant governor, which is a huge win in our books. So it should be in everyone's books, but
that was huge. Sarah has been here on few occasions, and she's going to be a very, very important voice for all the citizens, but for Waukesha in particular.
Yeah.
But what did you see in terms of lessons for young people?
I mean,
did they show up in Waukesha County?
They did. They did show up in Waukesha County and, frankly, all over Wisconsin. I mean, we saw record youth voter turnout, again, breaking records we set in 2018, which, I mean, is beyond anything that we could have hoped for. And I think a lot of that is because we're finally learning how to talk to young people instead of just talking for young people, and seeing what a difference, you know, this kind of messaging is making. And I think campaigns are finally starting to recognize that, parties are starting to recognize that. And I mean, then young people are showing up for them.
So here's why you've got the mic. 2023, we have these elections coming up, primary in February, election on April 4th, local governments, and the big one, Supreme Court justice. Will young people show up in February and April?
I certainly hope so. We're definitely changing the way that we're trying to message towards them, because spring elections historically are very old and tend to be very conservative. And it's much harder to turn out young people for races like this because they're, lack of a better word, they're less like sexy and exciting than big presidential or, you know, congressional or Senate races or anything like that. And so really getting out the messaging through any channels that we can reach young people with, and explaining why this is so important in perhaps not the way that it has been explained in the past, you know, through civics classes or posters on campus, but using more social media messaging and kind of getting it right in their face while they're just scrolling and kind of promoting why this is so important. And so, you know, whether or not they'll turn out is still a question to be answered based on the work that will be done. But I'm certainly hoping that we can do something to increase that.
So is there a focus on where you, you know, what you're going to be doing?
Yes. I mean, specifically for me, it will be on TikTok again, because we realize that's kind of where young people have begun to congregate. And that's where people tend to be more receptive to ideas. It's easy to scroll back past an infographic on Instagram with just a bunch of words on it, but it's, I think, a little bit more exciting and engaging to see a little video with, you know, that is just kind of joking around, but also getting a message out. And that's kind of what we're going for at this point. We're not going to bore people to tears, but we also want to make sure that they understand what's going on.
Hello, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We are here every Monday night at 7 p.m. WAUK, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The Shaw folks will be back on the other side of the break to talk more about 2023 and Waukesha County and how they are going to move the state forward.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey,
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week, and it still feels like it was a long week. And we did it.
We did. Well, we're almost
it.
We almost did it.
We're still going to get through today, but we did it. We lived to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast tonight with a low of 25. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 32. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Lows around 25 tomorrow night. Chance for snow Wednesday and Thursday. 32 Wednesday, 29 Thursday. About an inch of snow Wednesday through Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We are here every Monday night from 7 to 8. Tonight, we are joined Kristen Hansen and Lauren Yoder of Blue Sky Waukesha. We're talking about what's going to happen in 2023 and how do we continue to keep moving Wisconsin forward. You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that, you know, this Friday, January 6th, is the second anniversary of the attack on our Capitol. On, you know, a day that will always go down, you know, as a despicable day. The first time the Confederate flag actually flew in, I mean, you know, in our Capitol. I mean, it's pretty amazing, you know, that after we'd crushed the South for, you know, an attempt for a more perfect union in our country, that we live that. Now, that is sort of an undercurrent of where we're at still, right? I mean, you mentioned before the break that Blue Sky Waukesha really wanted to get Governor Evers reelected just to maintain democracy in the state and, the validity of elections. I will say this for his, his opponent did concede.
That is true. I will say that for him too.
Yeah, and
graciously.
As a member of the Wisconsin Election Commission, me personally, I stayed up late just to hear that because I wanted to know what the tone of the conservative Republican Party in Wisconsin was going to be. Was it going to continue to be the voice of former President Trump, or is it going to be a new voice? And I don't know. You know, we don't know. But one thing we do know is that after Tony Evers won, there was the traditional call of congrats and I concede.
Thank God.
And we ended, right, the 2022 elections without all the noise that followed 2020, even though really, right, nothing had changed from how we ran 2016, 2018, 2020, and 2022. So maybe we have some sense of what's going on. But
I think that's such a great point. Yeah. And I really don't want to skip over the significance of that because there was real fear that we were going to have problems at the polls, that we were going to have a whole new, 2020 all over again with election deniers and people crying fraud and all of this. And I think kudos to Tim Michaels for doing the right thing, for going back to the gentleman's agreement that we've always had, which mm-hmm. is you call, you concede, you accept the results of the election.
We need to call that the
gentle person's agreement. Person. Yes.
I mean, really, it's, I think
no, you're right. Goes, as soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like,
and I, but, you know, it is.
But also, let's remember that we now have the new head of the Elections Commission board is a Republican, Mr. Millis. Recertified the election, no problems mm-hmm. at all, no problems on the board, no problems from the Republican legislature. In fact, every single election denier across the country lost their election if they were trying to run to control elections. Mm-hmm. Every person who tried to run to control elections as an election denier lost. So I do think a little something has shifted, right? Yes. It feels a little bit better.
Yeah. What we do know is that there was an agreement, at least, that the elections were run fairly mm-hmm. and that our fellow citizens count them accurately.
Yes.
And we can reasonably rely on the outcomes.
Yes.
But we are here in Wisconsin with a completely gerrymandered state.
Yes.
That even though Governor Evers won by very significant margins, mm-hmm. he still faces an assembly and a Senate that is virtually, I mean, we barely squeeze by this veto proof, right?
Right, and right,
we're,
correct.
We're still up in the air in the Senate, right? We have one of these races we have coming
a
special, up.
That's a very good point. And let's again, talking about using Blue Sky Waukesha as a trusted resource, let's not mm-hmm. forget for you folks up in Menominee Falls, you have a Senate race in April on your ballot. It's a state Senate. Hugely important.
And I want to come back to that, okay? Because
mm-hmm. yeah.
But I want to spend the next few minutes talking about the biggest statewide election mm-hmm. for the Supreme Court. It's going to be an open seat.
Yep.
Yep.
And it will be really the future of the court for the next 10 years on every really, really hot issue from women, mm-hmm. women's right to control their reproductive rights, right?
Absolutely. Gerrymandering, so, voting rights.
Yeah. So tell me, how does Blue Sky Waukesha view this race and what's the plan on doing?
This, if you voted for governor, you have to vote in the Supreme Court race.
Yes.
This is going to be a very similar situation where we've got a statewide race. It's going to be very narrowly decided. Mm-hmm. And you need to come out for it just as you would for the governor.
Okay, let's go through. Number one, civics. Why? Right? And you can address the general question.
Yeah.
And Lauren can say why young people need to show up.
Sure. The Supreme Court is where a lot of our rights end up being decided. Mm-hmm. And anything that might come through our gerrymandered legislature and needs to be challenged is going to end up at that state Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. This is a 10-year appointment. So you don't get a do-over in 2 years like you do with the assembly person. You don't even get a do-over in 4 or 6 years. It's a 10-year spot.
Okay, hold on right here.
It's a very important decision to make.
Folks, we're coming up for another break. I didn't want to cut off Kristen Hansen prematurely, but this is really, really important. We're here. Please come back on the other side of the break. We're going to be talking a lot more about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, the Senate District 8 election, and local elections, and why you get involved. So this is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We will be right back.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. 11 people have died after Saturday's mass shooting at a Monterey Park, California dance hall. LA County Sheriff Robert Luna says a gun was taken from the suspect when he went to a second dance
hall. The firearm, which was wrestled away from the suspect at the Alhambra scene, was a 9mm caliber semi-automatic MAC-10 assault weapon.
Suspect dead, motive unknown. Two students are dead and a teacher wounded in a Des Moines, Iowa shooting. They are part of a school district-affiliated program for at-risk youth. Three suspects are in custody. Police Sergeant Paul Powers.
The incident was definitely targeted. It was not random. There's nothing random about this. It was certainly a targeted incident.
Attorney General Merrick Garland on the conviction of four Oath Keeper members in the U.S. Capitol attack.
All four defendants were found guilty of seditious conspiracy, as well as conspiracy to obstruct the certification of the Electoral College vote and to prevent members of Congress from discharging their duties.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin State Supreme Court race could determine the future of reproductive rights in Wisconsin. More than 1,000 people marched to the state capitol in Madison yesterday. It was part of a nationwide commemoration of the U.S. Supreme Court Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion 50 years ago. The Marquette poll shows 55% of people in Wisconsin are against last summer's ruling striking Roe down. One of the FBI's most wanted suspects is dead. Guards at the Milwaukee jail found Octaviano Juarez-Coro's body in his cell yesterday morning. Juarez-Coro spent years on the run after the execution-style shooting of his wife and four other people in 2006. In sports, the Bucks are at Detroit tonight. The Badgers travel to Northwestern. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
What are the governor's priorities for Wisconsin? Tony Evers will lay out his second-term plans during his State of the State address January 24th. You can hear it live on your local Civic Media radio station. Will abortion rights, Medicaid expansion, and legalizing marijuana be the top issues? Your favorite hosts also provide insight by breaking down the governor's address. The State of the State address live Tuesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Hello, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We are here on WAUK 540 AM for the Shaw 101 FM every Monday night. Our focus has been and will continue to be on building democracy, moving Wisconsin forward. And we are joined, or I'm joined this evening with by Kristen Hansen and Lauren Yoder of Blue Sky Waukesha. And before the break, we had just started talking about why the Supreme Court race in April is so important to democracy in our state. Back to you, Kristen. What's key about this
race? I think people should think about this Supreme Court race as, who do I want to protect my civil rights? Because so much of what the things are that are the decisions that are that this court is going to make in the next few years have to do with very important personal civil rights, voting rights, our gerrymandering, which is among the worst in the nation. and people's rights to control their own bodies. This person who we elect, and the candidates cannot talk about these issues in detail, but so I will tell you, this person who we elect could very well be the one who decides whether Wisconsin has an 1849 abortion law or not. And that I just, it's so vitally important. We will be one of the few states where you're going to have trouble finding an OBGYN who wants to practice here.
Yeah, let's just start with that.
Yeah.
I don't want to call you out here, Lauren. What goes through your head and the young people you've been talking to when they hear that if things stay the same, we have a law passed in 1849 before any woman had the right to vote in Wisconsin, and that law somehow is legit? I mean, what do people say?
Well, besides the initial rage, I think I talked about this last time I was here, actually. It was just that this is something, I mean, the right to abortion was always settled law for all of us. We've never lived in a world in which we could not just get an abortion if it was needed. Same with my mother and, you know, her generation. It's the same thing. This has been settled for so long. It's not even
years.
Something. Yeah, it's not even something we had to question or think about ever. It was just, if we need it, it is there. And it was, you know, we didn't have to question. And now we're at a point where, you know, we have to have these conversations of, okay, well, if something happens to you, what is your plan? What do you plan on doing? And so it's infuriating, and it's something that's terrifying to a lot of people, especially, you know, particularly young women. So, I mean, knowing that that's something that just is allowed to continue, something that predates anybody alive in Wisconsin right now, is absolutely ridiculous, especially given the fact that it was, you know, created right after our state was created and before women could vote.
Yes. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, how can we be there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go on. What else? What else is at stake? This gerrymander. Why do you think that's so crucial?
Again, I hate it when Wisconsin is an outlier in a bad way, right?
Yeah.
No, we shouldn't be proud of any of this. We have one of the worst gerrymanders in the country, if not the worst, where you have a population of people who can elect a Democrat as governor, a Democrat as attorney general, Democrats up and down when it's a statewide ballot. And then we have a legislature that in no way represents the interests of their state.
And that
doesn't make any sense.
A 50-50 split.
Not even close.
That's
and
right.
I understand. I understand the demographics of the state and how the population is divided. Are we ever going to come to a place where all of these contests are contested? No, we aren't, right? Because there are very red rural areas. There are very deep blue cities. That's going to shift over generations, obviously. But it can be better. We can be better than a place where a mere handful of races are even competitive. That is not competition, and having a voter be able to listen to two candidates and really make up their mind is something that has been stolen from the people of Wisconsin by this gerrymander. So, again, this is going to be back at the Supreme Court. So do you want someone on that Supreme Court who is going to stand there and say, oh, well, you're gerrymandered, nothing we can do about it? Or someone who's really going to look at that and say, no, this is an affront to democracy, and we have to fix it.
Right. And I think, you know, for listeners, and I say this as a lawyer, you know, when we look, I'm going to say it as a sports fan, put it this way. Right. I was there, and I said earlier, right, the Packers won. But we have a set of rules that applies.
Right.
Equally.
Right.
And what we have had here is a group of people have rigged the system and rigged the maps so you can't have a fair debate.
Right.
Right.
Over what we can do.
Right.
And so rather than having a discussion of what the state looks as purple and shades of blue or shades of red and where are we going, we get this point of view where it's completely rigged towards a very right-wing conservative Republican majority in the Assembly and the Senate, yet a governor that reflects a much, much broader coalition can't even get his appointees approved.
Well, you know, and take the partisanship out of it completely, right? It doesn't matter what party represents who. There, what we've got right now is a situation where the will of the people is impossible to get done.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people in this state want fair maps.
Yep.
They want legal weed. They want women to have, or people to have the right to do what they want with their own bodies.
Absolutely.
Yep. And yet all of those things are non-starters with this legislature.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder why young people are frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Because that doesn't make sense.
Right.
On any level.
Because how do you tell young people that they should vote and that their votes are important and that they matter when they can't even vote for someone who reflects their values in a lot of districts all over the state? Like how do you have that conversation? Because really, truly, it's already guaranteed who's going to win in a lot of districts. It doesn't matter because they're not competitive because they've been drawn up that way. Like, that is not a way to convince young people about the importance of the power of democracy.
So I think the flip side to that is for this election, the key is to say, here is a vote.
Oh, absolutely.
For a single person that can be the swing vote on a divided court that can actually make the court address the majority's concern.
Right, right.
In a fair way.
In a fair way.
In a fair way. I mean, and it's, you know, this, how do we get that out, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of winter and this off year with, as you said, you know, this quiet time in politics.
Yeah.
So, Blue Sky Walker Show, what are you thinking about doing about that?
Well, one of the things we're going to do is...
other than being here, thank you.
And we'll come back again and talk about candidates when we know who they are. But we're going to be talking a lot about the people who are running for Supreme Court. We're going to be bringing folks to our audiences so that they can meet the candidates who share our values. There are two conservative candidates and two liberal candidates, if you want to break it that way, right? That's what's going to happen. So we need to talk to those two liberal candidates and figure out if we want to endorse before the primary or not. It's a big decision to make. We'll make that with our full membership. So that is something that we're going to do. But we're also going to just be posting a lot of information about both of them, positive, truthful information, so that folks can read up on Everett Mitchell and Janet Protasiewicz and say, okay, I can narrow it down to these two because I know they share my values. Now what do I think about the choice I need to make on February 21st? Same thing on the conservative side. You've got two people, Jennifer Doro and Dan Kelly, who are very similar in their stances on issues. Very similar in their educational background. They went to a lot of the same schools together. I mean, they're like kind of the same coin. But same thing. If you are a conservative listener, please, like, look at these two people. Really invest and try to meet them. I'm sure there are ways for you to meet these folks. See who you really feel you want to send to the Supreme Court for 10 years.
Right.
And don't take that decision lightly. And for God's sake, vote in the primary. We've got four candidates. It's going to get narrowed down to two. If you don't like the two that came out of there and you didn't vote in the primary, I don't want to hear you whining.
Fair.
I don't know, but, you know, that we've been saying that to folks for a long time, right?
Have we, though? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
because they're not listening to it.
Well, I mean, we still
are going to end up with 10% turnout in the...
Well, I think, right? The challenge is, can we make the pitch, right? An honest pitch, attractive enough to generate enthusiasm to come out and do the responsible thing, Right. I mean, you know,
I think it's my
sense for so long that we sort of lived in a world where things actually got done. Mm-hmm. Right. And there was built in this sort of cultural habit of that you really didn't have to pay really close attention to like spring elections. Mm-hmm. Right. There's somehow that it wasn't as important.
Somehow that, as, yeah.
No, but it, right.
Yeah, then, it's true.
And so people just got used to it. Like, I'm only supposed to really show up at presidentials. Mm-hmm.
But remember now, last spring, we had an uptick in turnout. And one of the reasons why was because, unfortunately, there was a lot of fighting going on. But people noticed. We want that to happen, but in a positive way.
Right.
Because part of it is, you know, making a pitch that inspires someone to take the steps to vote, right?
Right.
The other part of it is, do people even know? We need to talk mm-hmm. about these elections more. They tend to fly under the radar because, like you said, there aren't 9,000 ads on TV right. for, you know, and you don't see it everywhere. We need to do more of that in our spring elections because your election here for your school board and for your common council mm-hmm. are every bit as important, if not more so, than all of these other elections.
Right. Let's come back to that after, on the other side of the break. But
yeah.
So, how do you do TikTok on a Supreme Court race?
What an excellent question. I guess it's kind of how we do it, how we did it in the fall election as well. Is you just have to kind of figure out how to mesh these, you know, current issues and the current candidates and the election and the information with the silly little trends and songs and things like that. But what you're doing is you're just making all of this bigger information more digestible for people to consume in their pastime. And so we're really just going to be focusing on getting out the information about who the candidates are, when the election is, how to register to vote. Because, you know, in the fall, most high school seniors aren't yet ready or eligible to vote. But by this point in the school year, I would say probably half would be. And so making sure that we're appealing to young people while they're still in high school and now might be able to vote for the first time and might not have realized that they could do that yet, really pushing out that sort of messaging, but in smaller little bits.
Yeah, but I mean, this we talk about the importance of the legislation in light of this mm-hmm. context. You know, they're Michigan has automatic voter registration, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, we could have that.
No, mm-hmm. why not? Right?
Yeah.
If we believe in promoting democracy mm-hmm. and people voting, why wouldn't the state that says
that is
forward?
An excellent question.
Right? I mean, why don't we
talk to Robin Voss?
What? No, that goes. To this point, it's gerrymandered.
Yeah,
right.
It's rigged and you can't get there.
Right.
And so it's, how do we make it easier? Folks, this is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We'll be back after the break for a last focus on local elections in 2023. See you in a minute.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I'm coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left, it's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little sound bite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
The devil's advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, what, Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, dude.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I forgot Benghazi. I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance of scattered snow showers tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 25, winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 32. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 25. About an inch of snow Wednesday through Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We are on 540 AM WAUK and the Shaw 101 FM every Monday night from 7 to 8, talking about how to move democracy forward in this great state of Wisconsin. I've had the honor of talking this evening with Kristen Hansen, the president of Blue Sky Waukesha, and Lauren Yoder, the person in charge of the youth vote. I don't know if that's the official title.
Director of voter engagement, but
Director
the youth are part
of voter engagement.
The youth are in that.
It's a bigger title. Mm-hmm. But anyway, folks, we've talked about these spring elections and where we were going in 2023, but we haven't spent a lot of time yet on the local elections. We have city councils, mm-hmm. county boards, right? We
have mostly. Brookfield does not have any common council seats.
But we have judges.
Waukesha does. Yeah, we have judges.
Judges. So why are these races important? And what is Blue Sky Waukesha doing on these races?
So let me give you an example here. There is an intersection that I drive through all the time in downtown Waukesha that has screwed up lights. They're brand new. There's something weird going on with them. Let's just leave it at that. This is where you can call your common council member and say what, or anyone, the person representing that district, and say, what's going on with those lights? I did that. I texted the person. I said, these lights are weird. Something, people are going to get an accident. 10 minutes later, I get a response. The hoods that are supposed to come with them are on order. They didn't come in time. We got it. They're going up. We know. This is the kind of thing that bugs people. I want a stop sign. I need speed bumps. I want this in my neighborhood. Something's going on with these lights. But all of that is the stuff that's happening in these local races. So, and school boards, you know, this is all of a sudden no one trusts teachers anymore and all of this stuff. No matter what side you're on, we need to go out there and pay more attention to what is happening close to home. So, regardless of what happens in these races, and again, we don't know yet who's running. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of uncontested races. Mm-hmm. Again, drive me crazy. But even if the person who represents your area doesn't have a competitor, reach out to them and say, all right, you're the only one on the ballot. Tell me what you're about. Tell me what your priorities are for my city, my town, my village. Tell me how to get a hold of you if I have a question. There needs to be more back and forth, give and take communication between the constituents and the elected leaders, even if it's a town of 600 people. I don't care. There needs to be more of that, mm-hmm. because that's where people start to feel this great disconnect from their democracy, when they feel frustrated about what's going on, but they don't know who to ask. And this is why we do the summer civics course, because who do you ask about a certain thing? Who's the person in charge? Mandela Barnes got slammed about policing and criminal justice reform. The Senate has nothing to do with that in the state of Wisconsin. You know who does? All these folks are going to be up for election in the spring. You got a problem with crime? You should be talking to your common council, to your mayors, to your police chief here, your sheriffs who are elected positions. Talk to those folks. you know, ask the person who actually has a decision making ability with whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So that's why, you know, this is a work in progress, but this is why you need to, maybe people need to spend a little bit more time figuring out how their democracy works and their place in it. Maybe even if it's a 10-second TikTok thing, but you can learn something.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I do agree with that. And that kind of goes into, you know, another like branch of this, which is just, we've talked about this a little bit tonight and we talk about it all the time, is just how much, you know, individual votes matter in these spring elections, and they're deciding the people who are making, you know, these bigger decisions for all of us. Like, a lot of these elections are coming down to 100, 200 votes, sometimes less than that. Mm. And so if you ever want to feel like your vote is really going to count, spring elections is where every single vote has the potential to decide the election.
True.
Like, we have school board races where incumbents will lose by 50 votes, and it's because, you know, they turned out, you know, the others turned out just a few more people, reached a few more people. And so if you're interested and you're making a TikTok or a Facebook post and you reach, you know, 5, 10, 15 of your friends and turn them out to vote, that has all the potential to shift entire elections and the decisions being made in your communities. So that sort of, you know, relational organizing in context like these spring elections matters a whole lot more than we want to or than we usually recognize.
Are there any particular issues here in Waukesha County or the city of Waukesha on educational issues that are really hot issues? I know that there's, for the last few years, there's been some hot button issues. Where are we at on that now?
The issue that I hear about the most is the way the LGBTQ mm-hmm. students are being disrespected, erased, marginalized, bullied. But all that bullying that we did something about is right back again with the endorsement of some parents and mm-hmm. some administrators. It should be criminal.
Absolutely.
So that is the biggest issue. The other issue that we hear about is when you have an excellent school system and yet there's a faction that just wants to tear it all down and put in new people, even though it's the top school district in the state. Kettle Moraine, top school district in the state. Leave it alone. We have this still burning itch that some folks have to just tear it all down. If you have a fabulous school system, and most of us in Waukesha County do, relax. Mm-hmm. Like, really relax. Stop banning books. Stop picking on the kids who already are the most marginalized and having difficult teenage years to begin with. Just stop it.
What do you hear, Lauren?
No, I was going to say the same thing, particularly about the LGBTQ community and students, you know, all over the county. I mean, these are conversations that I've had with students who are still in high schools who cannot believe the things that they are seeing and hearing from parents, especially. These things weren't initially coming from students. They were coming from the parents who thought, you know, that this acceptance and, you know, broadening of communities meant that, you know, teachers were groomers and whatever nonsense they wanted to say, or that it meant that litter boxes were in the schools or some nonsense that they were peddling. And, you know, they initially were, you know, shocked. They thought that it was just ridiculous. But then it started spreading within the schools. You know, it was coming from the parents. It was coming from the top down, kind of. And it was devastating to see. So that's definitely a big issue there.
Folks, this is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We'll be back next Monday. I want to thank Kristen and Lauren here tonight.
Thank you, Mark.
You bet. And you've got 10 seconds. What's the webpage?
BlueSkyWaukesha.org.
Okay, folks. Thanks so much. Go Packers.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had
representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out The Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz drive.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.